producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that's a great idea, folks. You know, I don't want to be hassling you because that's kind of not my job. That's not even my job description. It's certainly not my life's work. You know, if you call early in the program, you're going to get a lot more time with me. We're getting, you guys are, you're developing bad habits. I got like three of you who called yesterday in the last like 5 minutes of the program.
That's what I heard. That's what Jacob was telling
me
today.
It drives us all a little nuts. I mean, it's not that we don't love you, because we certainly do love you, but it just, it works a lot better. You get it, right? I just have more time with you. And, so if you're thinking about calling, I know what happens. I mean, I'm a therapist, right? And people would come in and they would talk about their dog and their schoolwork. And then 3 minutes before the hour's up, they say, "Oh, and I'm suicidal." I get that. I get you. It takes a while to sort of work up to the important stuff. But
that seems to be the norm kind of in talk radio in general. Like, I know here at the network, we have a lot of shows that are like that, where people will call
In the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, in the last segment of the show, and it's like, oh, we don't have enough time. So.
Well, I'm glad to know it's not just my folk. Because I brag about you guys all the time. I say I will put my listeners against anybody in the universe in terms of caring, in terms of honesty, in terms of bravery. So I brag on you guys all the time. So don't let me down. I do not brag about your timing, to be quite honest, but other than that. All right. This is kind of an interesting day. You know, people are – maybe one of the things that we should ask, because we had a program, Dr. Spot, sort of talking about what happened in history is a relatively new phenomenon on my program. And I think it's great just because it makes you believe in the kind of rhythms of – not only history, but of days. I mean, it makes you almost believe, if not in horoscopes, at least in patterns. So I love it, but some people don't. So I thought maybe what we'd do is just put up on Facebook, do you want me to do day in history or not? And we'll just count it up. What do you think? Because you like it too, don't you, Manny?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
Because, you know, it's not that I just sort of rattle it off. It's that we, for example, in 1492... a year that resonates with all of us, right? Columbus sailed the ocean blue. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. All right, so we know about that. It turns out on this day, supposedly, in 1492, the first grammar of the Spanish language was presented to Queen Isabella. So that's pretty cool. The same year that Columbus set off to discover a path to India, which, of course, he did not. His navigation skills were apparently on par with mine. Actually, I'm a good navigator. I just don't know anything about geography. So we could probably say the same about Chris. Who's now, did you know there's this whole deconstruction of Chris Columbus as kind of a racist? And they're trying to get rid of Columbus Day? Revisionist history. Anyway, so the grammar, you know, of a language is kind of the Rosetta Stone of it, right? So that's pretty cool. That it was relatively early. Do you know when the first book in, I think it was Norwegian, was written? Was published?
I do not know.
Something like, see, I'm going to get it wrong now, but it's something startling, like 1935 or something. It's really, really recent. I guess because Norway kept getting traded back and forth between Russia and Sweden. And so there were no books written in native Norwegian, which I think is scandalous. All right, so the Spaniards have been very well ahead. Don Quixote, El Ingenio Hidalgo Don Quixote de la Mancha, by Cervantes, was published in Madrid, Spain, in 1605, which has got to be one of the earliest published novels, right? Because 1492, so that would be 8 years, plus 105, so it's 113 years after the first grammar. I mean, I think that's pretty impressive. In 1707, the way was paved for the creation of Great Britain from the Scots. Let's hear it for Mel Gibson. Do you see Mel? Oh, you didn't see the Golden Globes. Mel Gibson is sort of, you know, had a kind of falling out with the world 3 years ago, and they're now trying to decide if it's
3 years ago.
Back.
I would have said 5-6 years ago.
Well, at the Golden, the only reason I know that is because Ricky Gervais was talking about 3 years ago at the Golden Globe. He's only been, this is only his fourth year of emceeing, that he made a kind of a crude joke about Mel Gibson, and now it's, you know, he has to introduce him 3 years later. So it's sort of embarrassing. He says that he blames NBC for putting him in that difficult position, and Mel blames, and then he grins and he says, well, we know who Mel blames.
Oh.
That's the only reason I know it was 3 years ago. So, and Mel sort of didn't, I mean, the whole thing I thought was a little uncomfortable. At any rate, so Braveheart, Great Britain, 1707. Shackleton went to the South Pole in 1909 in this day. They found the magnetic South Pole. Shackleton's ship was the one that got stuck in the ice. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
There's a book written about it. It's called, is it called, not Resurrection, but something like that. I'll look it up in a minute. This day was the day that the 18th Amendment became law, was ratified. You know what the 18th Amendment was? You do, because you figured this out, right? Temperance.
Mm-hmm.
1919. A lot of people think that the 18th Amendment is what gave rise to organized crime in this society. Because when you take away something that people want, you create an illegal market for it. So in line with that, there are three states that are considering lowering the drinking age. So I thought one of the things we put up on Facebook for us, and we'll talk about after people get a chance to think about it, is at what age people should be allowed to drink. And there's this huge controversy because it sort of people work on the basis that if you let young people drink, that they will get drunk. There's a whole other group that says that you can't drink until you're 21. A whole other group that says, well, if you could fight for your country at 18, so you can die for your country at 18, why should you not be able to have a drink? There's a third group, which is probably a little bit more convincing, although I suppose the argument makes some sense, that says what you do is create essentially what the 18th Amendment did, is you create an artificial boundary to something that people are going to do anyway. And so you make it illegal. You make it kind of sexy because it's not legal. You make people have to lie and cheat about it. And as a result, what they feel is that the amount of binge drinking, alcohol poisoning, alcoholism has all increased since the drinking age in many states has been raised to 21. It's again one of those things. It's very hard to get clear information that's not biased.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but psychologically, if we can sort of look at the 18th Amendment and say, wow, organized crime really took advantage of that. And we're not even going to say the word Kennedy at this particular moment. That it does make some sense. When you prohibit something that people are going to do anyway, you create an underground market for it. And that's the notion about legalizing pot in a lot of states, is saying that when you make something that's impossible to control illegal, what you do is create an artificial illegal market for it. And the illegality becomes part of the fun. It becomes a way for people to break other laws. For example, in Houston, when I went to school, it was a dry state or a dry city. They would have what they call private clubs. So you could go to a bar and you could only order like ginger ale, a mixer, but you could leave a bottle of booze there. They were called private clubs. What happened was that if people had, for example, went to some place, they had to bring their own booze. And it's illegal to have an open bottle of booze in the car, so they would drink it. So they would probably drink more than they ordinarily would. So I thought we'd put up on the website, at what age do you think people should be allowed to drink? Okay. Teddy Roosevelt got a Medal of Honor. Hello, Dolly, starring my friend Carol Channing, began the first of almost 3,000 performances on Broadway, and Columbia took off. Love to hear from you, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Junior on the air, I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Aloha, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call and your advice.
My pleasure.
Hi. I have a little problem with a neighbor of mine. We live in a really rural area, and I have few neighbors, but I do have a family that lives next door to me. And the daughter, who's 21 years old, they have a very spread out family. She's 21 years old, and for a little over a year now, she's been coming into my house on most Fridays, not every week, but many Fridays. And we have a little dinner, and we watch a movie. It's kind of a movie night, and I think she likes to get out of the house, and she doesn't have a real active social life, nor do I. I have been a little bit irritated with her over the last several months because we make dinner, or I make dinner, and, you know, sometimes it's finished, sometimes she helps. And we usually bake something. We make some cookies or we make something, you know. And one issue with her is she never, ever helps to clean up. I mean, oops. She doesn't wash dishes. Wow. She'll pile her dishes in the sink. And, you know, I'm kind of like, well, you know, I sort of let it slide and not say.
Jean, have you ever said to her, hey, look, I could use some help with cleaning up?
No, I've never said anything to her, and I probably should. But
well, that's fine. Let me ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
And then are you significantly older than she is?
Oh, yeah. She's 21 and I'm 65.
Okay. She may be a princess. She views her parents as there to serve her. So.
Well, she is immature, even though she's in her last year of college. She's immature. But the problem I've had recently, though, which is kind of more hurtful than the dishes part, is I got her a couple little Christmas gifts, you know, and for her little sister and her little brother, too. Just little stuff. You know, I didn't spend a lot of money. But
okay.
I did buy her a book, and I bought her a movie that I know she liked because we watched it. And the movie, unfortunately, didn't come quite in time. It came the Monday after Christmas. But I did make a picture of it and put it in a card and said, sorry, I didn't get here, blah, 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 you know. And I gave her the card on Christmas Eve. And then on the Monday when the movie did come, I texted her and I said, hey, I've got something here for you. Can you stop by? And she texted me back and she said, oh, I'm kind of busy now. It's the afternoon. And, you know, she would get in touch with me later. Well, it's like 2 weeks later now. And she texted me the other day or last week and wanted to know if I wanted to watch a movie. And I said, no, I was busy because I'm kind of irritated with her. I don't know what to do about this. I don't know if I should just get rid of her or.
No. Listen.
Her.
All right, my darling, listen. Between passivity and dumping her is a lot of real estate. And one of the possibilities is to say to her, let me ask you a question. Will she get in touch with you at some point if you don't do anything?
Yes, I would guess this week on Thursday or Friday she will text me and ask me about watching a movie.
Okay, here's what I would do. I would say, listen, I love spending time with you, and it sounds like you view me as either your parent or your grandmother, and I view you as my friend. With parents and grandparents, they give and kids take. With friends, it's reciprocal. So if you'd like to continue to be my friend, then I need for you in the coming year to help me clean up the kitchen, to occasionally bring something to me for us to find a more balanced relationship. Now, this may not be something you're interested in, but it occurs to me that I've been, you know, if I've seen a little bit cranky with you recently, it's because I don't think I was being as honest with you. I enjoy your company, but I view you as a friend, and friends reciprocate with one another.
Okay, that's a really good point. I haven't looked at it that way.
Yeah, and I think that's why I asked about the age difference, that I think it's really interesting for me to watch watch people with my kids' age or someone that from, you know, for young people, you know, well, parents provide stuff. I don't have to worry about hurting my parents' feelings or helping around the house or, I mean, certainly not for my generation, but for their generation, it's parents' job to do that. And because so many parents were working parents, including working moms and divorced parents, so I think there's a whole generation of kids who've grown up thinking, my parents owe me. And so what they do is they treat anybody who's of their parents' generation or older as, you owe me. And I think for those of us who are that generation, what it does is hurts our feelings. So, but rather than either going on and being a doormat, or dumping little ingrates, that you can talk with them. You can say, look, I view you as a friend. Friends reciprocate. You know, you can help me. You could occasionally bring a cookie to me, or you could certainly help me load the dishwasher, or you could invite me occasionally.
Okay, you know what? I had not thought of it in that perspective, because she calls me her friend, and it never occurred to me that she's looking at me in a different way than
yeah.
she looks at her contemporary
yeah.
friends.
Yeah, and that's okay, and I think she is your friend, but she, I mean, she's, look, when it's to her, and I don't think she's necessarily venal, I think she's just of that generation that has a sense of entitlement, is you can be my friend when I want you to be my friend, and when I want you to just take care of me or be my parent or anything else, then I'm going to be the kid. So just remind, and you don't have to be angry about it, but look, honey, you've got nothing to lose at this moment, that you're ready to dump the little brat. So, and in terms of the video, as far as I was concerned, I'd keep it. I'd say, listen.
Well, that's why I was just going to ask you that. What should I do with this? Because she hasn't bothered to come pick it up.
Nah.
I'm going to give it to somebody else.
Exactly.
Like
just say, it seemed to me that you weren't very interested in it, and you know, one of my friends said it was their favorite movie, so I gave it to them from both of us.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea. That
mm-hmm.
includes her. Okay.
Exactly. Doesn't make you sound vindictive, but you know, and if you can get your money back on the video, go ahead and buy something you want.
Yeah,
but,
it wasn't very expensive, so it's okay. I'll keep it. So.
Exactly.
All
but
right.
Look, part of it is just, you know, we need... How we set up a relationship is going to determine how it goes forward. And sometimes we just set things up wrong, at which point we have two choices in theory. We either can let it, well, we have three choices. We can either let it continue in a negative way, which means sooner or later we're going to dump it because, you know, who needs that kind of thing? Or we can say, wait a minute, look, I need to make an adjustment here. But we don't have to be angry. And there's no particular reason to be angry with her. We just need to reboot the system of saying, listen, we're friends. Friends reciprocate. Here's what I need from you. And because you're willing to lose the friendship, she's willing to say, look, Jean, I mean, you're great for a 65-year-old, but my friends are 20. Fine. Goodbye.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay. Excellent advice. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I listen to your podcast. So.
Bless your heart. All right. One question. What's the movie that you got her?
Oh, it's the new Mad Max movie.
Fury Road.
Yeah.
It's on
Fury
the Oscar
Road.
List. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, it's a, maybe I should keep it then.
Have you seen
it? Yeah, I watched it once, sort of half watched it.
Charlize Theron, Tom Hardy. It was up for a Golden Globe, which it didn't win. It's up for an Oscar. There you go.
They're very attractive people.
Very attractive, even with only one arm and no hair.
Right.
All right, kiddo.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Have a good day.
Thank you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention, hardworking Americans over the age of 50. If you have basic computer skills, then you may qualify to earn a second income working from home. Income potential is up to $18 per hour. If you have customer service experience or other marketable skills, your income could be higher. The good news is, you will not be alone in this new career, because you'll be joining 53 million Americans working from home in this growing industry. And growing it is. If you have basic computer skills and would like to earn a second income from home, a new free report can give you all the information you need to get started. Again, the report is free, and you can receive it in minutes. All you have to do is visit RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com. To receive your free report, just visit RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this free offer could be discontinued. So go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, one of the questions that we took on yesterday, mostly because yesterday was the anniversary, the day in history, where the first person who was cryogenically frozen was frozen. He was the guy who actually invented it. I think his name was Bedford. And so we put up on the website, are you in favor of cryogenic preservation and or cloning? Why or why not? It was also the day that 18 countries prohibited human cloning. So I thought those are both, I mean, they're both ways in theory of being immortal, right? it's messing with Mother Nature in both cases.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to put, because I think that kind of leads the witness, it's provocative to say, do you think we should mess with Mother Nature? Although you could argue that antibiotics are messing with Mother Nature and heart transplants are messing with Mother Nature. And electric lights are messing with Mother Nature. So we mess with Mother Nature all the time. Sometimes to our benefit, and maybe even Mother Nature's benefit, sometimes not so much. Partially because we just don't have a long view. But have you ever thought, as I asked Jacob yesterday, who the most the famous person he knew that had been cryogenically preserved, because cryogenically frozen is redundant. Do you know who it is?
I don't know who it is.
It was Walt Disney. That's the one that I knew that was the most famous.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. So, would you be in favor of that? Are you in favor of cryogenic preservation?
Yeah. I mean, I
would you do it for yourself?
Maybe. I would think about it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's intriguing. I mean, you know, I guess it would depend on, well, I don't know if I would end up being woken back up somehow or, you know.
Well, and that's the idea.
Frozen, you know. That's the other thing, too. Is
we
like
call him a manny-sickle. A man-sickle.
I'd be curious as to how long, you know, how long they would have me, you know, preserved or frozen.
Well, I think the guy, as I recall from yesterday, I think it was like in the 1969 or something. So that's 45, 46, 47 years.
Mm-hmm.
See, my issues fall into two different categories. One is just knowing that freezing, I mean, look, when you put something in your freezer, when you take a piece of chicken, all right, and you put it in the freezer, you're only supposed to keep things frozen for so long because then, in theory, they deteriorate. And if you've ever eaten something that's been frozen for, like, a couple of years, it was supposed to be frozen for, like, 6 months to a year, it doesn't taste quite the same. I mean, I really think there is some change. The question is, what happens when you're dealing with something as complex as a human being and you're not sort of talking about something that's relatively, in theory, simple, which is meat, as opposed to something that's relatively complex like brains, right? So the question is, what happens over the long run? And I'm not sure we know. That's number one. And number two is, would you know anybody? Victoria, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Victoria.
Okay. So I have, it's a little bit of a long question.
Okay.
Because, I mean, like, explaining to you what's going on is kind of a little bit long.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Well, so you didn't call in the last 5 minutes of the program, so in theory we have time. Go ahead.
Okay. So basically I need advice on, like, how exactly to talk to my friend about my cousin is like my sister. She's my best friend in the world. And this other friend is a really, really dear friend, too. And my friend was going to be my cousin's doula, and things didn't work out, and my friend got really upset and has said a bunch of nasty things. And now, like, I don't know what to say to her. She's asking me, like, why is Heidi mad at me, and why is she doing this stuff? And
all right, now, is Heidi your cousin or your friend?
Yes, my cousin.
All right, Heidi's your cousin. And what did she want your friend to be for her?
She wanted, my cousin Heidi just had a baby, and
right.
She wanted my friend to be her doula, and then she
what's,
ended up having
a baby.
Was
that like a godmother?
No, it's I'm actually the godmother. It's a midwife type of thing.
Oh, to deliver the baby?
Yeah, to like help and be there. My friend really wanted to do it, and I hooked her up with my cousin Heidi to be like her first doula thing,
yeah.
And then it didn't work out.
Why did you know why it didn't work out, Sugar?
Because it happened on Thanksgiving, and my friend was out of town, and she was, and it was like an emergency C-section.
Got it.
And yeah, but throughout the whole like emergency C-section thing, my cousin's type 1 diabetic, and so like she had to deliver right away and everything, and my friend was like, that shouldn't have happened. She shouldn't have done that. And, like, she's a bad person for doing that. And she's a bad mom for doing that. And I was just being inundated with all these text messages for days that, like, how could she do that? She's the reason why this baby is, like, has to be on a breathing tube thing and everything. And was really upset about it. And nothing I could say would convince her that this C-section was necessary. I don't know why. She just didn't buy it.
Well, I can tell you why. I mean, because having gone through when my daughter was born, which was 400 years ago, and gone through natural childbirth classes and was determined to have my child without any drugs, which I did. But there were a lot of people in the class who, for various complications, either pain or C-sections or whatever, couldn't. And there tended to be that line in the sand, especially about the woman who taught the class. Well, let me give you, well, it's the same issue about La Leche, which is a group that's very much in favor of breastfeeding, as am I. But there are times at which people can't breastfeed, and sometimes they can't psychologically, sometimes they can't medically. But there tends to be that notion sometimes in people who are very hardcore of everybody can do it. Well, everybody can't do it. That there really are medical situations that really prohibit what everybody wants, which is natural and normal and without doctors and without medical intervention, without drugs, without formula, without all sorts of things. Sometimes that's possible. Sometimes people just chicken out, but sometimes it's not possible for medical reasons. And I think that there tends to be that hardcore line in the sand sometimes, which is unfortunate. And it sounds like your friend doesn't understand that either she's new at this. And yes, your cousin would have preferred to have a midwife, to have the baby at home, to do the water thing, the whole thing. Couldn't do it. That baby probably wouldn't have survived, mother wouldn't have survived. And so your friend is wrong. But the question is, all right, so how old is the baby that we're talking about delivering?
Well, she's home now, and she was born, oh gosh, I can't believe I'm like forgetting her birth date right now.
Well, just
now.
Give me
she
an approximation.
Born, oh, Thanksgiving.
Okay, so she's all right, so she's a couple, she's what, probably about six, 7 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little older than that. Okay. So what's the situation today? Is your friend sending these nasty emails to your cousin or to you?
No, but I just decided to keep it to myself, what she was saying about Heidi. And
I think that's a good idea.
I didn't mention anything to Heidi about it. But then Heidi messaged me and said, her boyfriend had to take a week off of work, and so they had a lot of medical bills and stuff. They also had to stay in a hotel in like 6 hours away in order to.
Now, who are we talking about? Your friend or Heidi?
My cousin Heidi, and so she did a GoFundMe on and shared it on Facebook and was like, you know, if my boyfriend is losing out on a $600 paycheck and we have all these bills and the baby, and if anyone wants to contribute to, like, his missing paycheck, which is $600, we would really appreciate it. And so there's, like, a comment section on that GoFundMe thing. And some, like, anonymous person wrote, well, maybe if you didn't spend so much money on, booze and drugs, then, and which is totally not true, then you would have enough money to do this. And I happen to know for a fact that she doesn't have any expenses because her dad pays for everything, and she's got this lake house free of whatever, and this big long thing that was very hurtful and very upsetting that was written publicly. And it just happened to be pretty much word for word everything that my friend who was going to be the doula said to me. And so I realized that was Katie, and Heidi was like, who did this, and when do you know? And I was like, well, you know, Katie's going through a really hard time right now, and I think that it was...
Oh, no, under the bus.
Well, I mean, I knew that my cousin Heidi would be, and she said, that's fine, I totally understand, because obviously, like, she's going through a really hard time, and I'm not angry with her or anything. It hurt my feelings at the time, but now that I realize it's Katie, and I know that you're telling me that she's a wonderful person, she's just having a totally rough time in her life right now, and I understand. I am
going to... Let me stop you for just a second. We'll come and pick up the narrative and figure out what we do about this now. Okay? Hang on. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, I am here to help, and if you give me enough time to help you, it will facilitate things well, which Victoria's done. Right, she has, I mean, it's kind of like she did a fix-up, right? She had her best friend be essentially a midwife to her cousin, to whom she's very close. Cousin had to do an emergency C-section because she's diabetic. Her friend felt somehow that she shouldn't have had a C-section because, look, she's a convert. She's a midwife. She believes in natural childbirth and no drugs and no doctors and which is fine if you've got a perfectly normal, healthy mom and a perfectly normal delivery. It's not if you don't. We were talking about messing with Mother Nature. Well, when you mess with Mother Nature with a mom who's diabetic and going into preeclampsia, or a baby whose heart rate is either dropping or increasing, and you do an emergency C-section, it saves both the mother and the child. If you don't, it's quite often that neither survive. So the idea that, well, everything should be natural, well, death is natural too, but there are times where we can prevent it. So unfortunately, Victoria got caught in the middle because this is one of the reasons I am not much of a fan of Facebook, except for my program, because there was kind of a nasty posting that badmouthed the cousin Heidi. And unfortunately, that Katie had used the same words on the nasty Facebook statement that she'd used personally in emails to Victoria. And Victoria, being caught in the middle, sort of threw Katie under the bus, which is understandable. Probably not in the long run the world's best solution, but understandable. All right, so where are we today? What's going on today, Vicki?
Okay, so my cousin wasn't angry, but she ended up deleting Katie from her face. And that's part of the reason why I told her, is because she specifically came out and asked me, because Katie had been saying a bunch of stuff to a lot of other people, and she had heard about it at the small town. So anyway, okay. She asked me specifically if it was Katie, and I said yes. And so she wasn't angry. Everything was fine. She didn't say anything to Katie, but she's like, I'm going to delete her from my Facebook just so, you know, something like this doesn't happen again. And so today, Katie just noticed that I deleted her from her Facebook, and she was, she sent me this message, and I don't know how to respond to it because I don't know. Cause
okay,
Katie,
tell me the message.
That Heidi knows. The message says, I'm sorry. It says basically, what's the deal? She has over 1,000 friends that I'm not worthy. Is it because she's a phony social climber and I'm not? Or is that because I wasn't there on effing Thanksgiving to support her in the surgical removal of her baby 2 weeks too soon? I'll never understand people like Heidi, attention seeking phonies. I did nothing, but I was blah, blah, blah. So anyway, so what do I do? Because she doesn't know that I deleted her because I kind of let the cat out of the bag that it was her that it was the one that did that nasty Facebook post. So.
All right. Well, there are a couple ways of handling this. All right. One is to go. One is to fess up to Katie that you blabbed. I don't know that that buys you anything or Katie anything or Heidi anything. So it's being honest, but I'm not sure it buys anybody anything. The second is to say, look, I don't want to be in the middle of this. That I know that this was a disappointment to both of you, that Heidi really wanted you involved. I know you wanted to be involved, and it just didn't turn out that way. I think the two of you should talk with each other, which may make everybody mad at you, but it's probably the most sensible thing to do. The third possibility is to say to Katie, listen, I'm not privy about this, but there are some rumors around that some other people have sort of mentioned to Heidi that you were really disappointed and saying not very nice things about her. And I suppose you could, and the fourth may be to go to Heidi and say to Heidi, look, this was an unfortunate thing. Both of you felt strongly about it. Both of you were emotional about it. Both of you are going through tough times in your life, but she really cares about you. That she really wanted to be there for you. What if you decided to let bygones be bygones and refriend her? Doesn't cost you very much. You can always take her off again. And what you can, and presumably you don't even have to give an explanation. You could say you did accidentally, or you don't even have to say anything. Just put her back on. And to a certain extent, that even though, look, I'm one of those people who says when in doubt, you tell the truth and you go through the stuff. But in this particular case, you've got two emotional women, both of whom feel they're right. And unfortunately, that the Internet, Facebook, Twitter, you know, all these kinds of things allow people to be negative in an anonymous way, and it's not very healthy. But it would seem to me the simplest, easiest, most straightforward solution, if you can convince Heidi, is, look, she's got a brand new baby. She's why worry about negativity?
That's how Heidi feels, that really.
Yeah, just put Katie back on. And you don't have to have an explanation. Katie presumably has learned her lesson, that she now understands that if there are all of a sudden negative messages that pop up, just put her back on. That's what
I
do.
I think that sounds like
And I would go to Victoria and or I would go to Katie and say, look, that you're both going through an emotional time, but maybe you could afford to be a little more charming and a little less vituperative about Heidi. And I don't want to get caught in the middle. From now on, I'm not going to listen to either of you say anything nasty about each other. I love you both. I understand that this was a tough situation for both of you, but I don't want to feel like I'm, you know, a wishbone where each of you have a leg and are yanking and my head's going to pop off. So I love you both. I know this was disappointing to both. I think, number one, I only want to hear positive things from either of you about each other. Second of all, I'd like for the two of you to deal with each other about it. Then I would, and I would go to Heidi and have her put Katie back on Facebook. And then I'd walk away.
Yeah. Because, I mean, neither of them have even said anything negative to each other. Both of them have just said negative things. Well, I guess Katie has said negative things to me, and Heidi has.
Well, but that's it. You, honey, but you can say, I don't want to hear anything negative from either of you.
Yeah, that's.
I love you both.
I think that's the best idea.
Okay.
Well, thank you. I feel better about.
Good. So I'd call Heidi first and say, look, put her back on. You know, forget that I said anything about it. Let's just wipe the slate clean. You got a new baby. You got a new year. Let's celebrate the positive. Then I'd call Katie and say, look, New Year's resolution. I love you both. I'm only going to say positive things. I only want to hear positive things. I'm only going to say positive things. No gossip this year. And then walk away from it. Okay.
Well, that makes me feel better. That seems a lot simpler.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And look, okay. In general, it's not a bad thing to sort of say to other people. I mean, we're willing to listen because we like feeling like we're a confidant. But gossip is one of those things that never really works, because what people think is, well, if she'll listen to me say bad things about her, then maybe she says bad things about me. So if all of us make the New Year's resolution, no negative, you want to say something negative, say it to the person you're angry about, not me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought about starting a home-based business? Did you know there's a secret 99% miss to making money with a home-based business? Having invested thousands of dollars myself in opportunities, I can tell you there is a secret which separates a moneymaker from a scam. Think about it. If a person runs ads on radio or television making fraudulent claims, they eventually wind up in prison. One man was sentenced to 10 years for making claims which could not be substantiated. But anyone can put a video on YouTube and lie to people for years and get away with it. If you are thinking about starting a business, you need to discover the secret 99% miss to making money. Why? Because it's free. All you have to do is go to realcashsecrets.com. But hurry, because this offer will be discontinued. So go to realcashsecrets.com and get this free report. That website is realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com.